by little, we get closer to helping those diagnose ALZ, fight ALZ, and continue to give care to those caretakers out there, numerous caretakers in the state of Illinois. Delia Gerrier is with us. She is the executive director of the Alzheimer's Association. Always great to have you back. How are you today?
Good afternoon. It's exciting to be on with you again. Thank you.
Well, I loved seeing the headlines about a blood test that possibly could bring faster, more accurate diagnosis. What do you know?
Absolutely. I mean, it came out of our Alzheimer's Association International Conference, which just concluded in Philadelphia. And I believe, you know, all the days are kind of blur, but I believe it was day two of the conference. And absolutely, a blood test shortens the time frame for a diagnosis, because we know that all or too often we've had situations where it's taken family members up to a year and a half or 2 years or 3 years to get a diagnosis, and a blood test absolutely shortens that. So we're really excited about it.
Well, and I think a blood test is something we're so used to. You know, we use a blood test to test so many things, and hopefully that brings, if this gets approved, more people forward. And that's where we go next, right? It has to be approved by the FDA.
It has to be approved by the FDA. And yes, you're right. A blood test is less invasive. It's over 90% accurate compared to your typical tests that are cognitive tests that are currently being utilized, being sometimes 60 to 70% accurate. So the tool being less invasive, something that we're familiar with, makes it a lot easier and a lot faster. And what we want with faster diagnosis is faster access to treatments that are currently FDA approved for people that are in the MCI or early stages of the disease.
Right. And so the primary care doctor's initial diagnosis was 61% accurate, the specialist 73%, but the blood test was 91% accurate, according to these new findings that come out of Sweden's
yes.
Lund University. I mean, that's really
yes.
exciting, because I feel maybe people think there is an issue. Maybe their family members have recognized something, but convincing them to go in for a test seems to be a challenge. And I think a blood test, like you mentioned, just makes it easier.
A blood test makes it easier. It's far more accurate. And sometimes the physicians don't want to deliver the diagnosis. But a blood test changes everything.
My gosh. And so for those who might not be familiar, or even those who are living through this with a family member or loved one with ALZ, what are the options? What are some of the options if you get that early diagnosis?
The options are to find out, of course, be referred to a specialist, and then learn more about the two FDA drugs that are currently on the market, which address the biology of the disease, and that's Leqembi or donanemab. So learning more about that, finding out from your physician whether you qualify for that particular treatment. As I mentioned before, those are effective for people who are in the mild cognitive impairment and early stages of the disease. So those are options for people that are diagnosed, depending on where they are in the disease process. But certainly there are all of the modifiable risk factors that people can start adopting now with or without a diagnosis. And several of those include things like sleeping 8 to 9 hours a day, diet, your proper control of blood pressure if you have diabetes, managing your diabetes properly, and exercising your brain. All the things that are good for the heart are also good for your brain. So looking up on ALZ.org, all of those modifiable risk factors that can help with cognitive decline.
And you know what's wonderful is all of your hard work, the hard work of your volunteers, and the many people who have donated money over the years are starting to see progress and what can be done when people pitch in.
Exactly. And, you know, for years and years, we asked people to help support the association by donating for events like the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And yes, to be able to see the kind of results that we saw this year at the Alzheimer's Association International Conference in Philadelphia was fantastic. I mean, that was one of many studies that came out with lots of impressive and exciting information about the disease and how we're making progress and how things are looking much better for a family that is dealing with a diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. It's not the same as it was 10 years ago.
Thank you so much for joining us. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Delia Gervier, she is the executive director of the Alzheimer's Association Illinois chapter.